Acting Erie County DA Michael Flaherty says one of the ways dealers are skipping around the law is to develop substitutes for chemicals which are classified as controlled substances, including fentanyl, which is often mixed with heroin and contributing to Erie County's deadly overdoses.
What the criminal chemists have found is they can create analogs, in other words, materials which are just like fentanyl, but not.
Flaherty says he and other law enforcers are talking with State Senator Patrick Gallivan about legislation that would make the analog chemicals controlled substances as well. Regarding punishment, New York State previously imposed tough sentences for drug users under the Rockefeller laws introduced in the 1970s. They were adjusted in 2009 with the thought that addicts need rehab, not jail time. But Flaherty says that brought unintended consequences.
Our sentencing structure has been, in my opinion, weakened, probably as a response to the belief that there were addicts convicted of drug possession crimes wasting away in prison when they had not done anything other than fall victim to demons.
Flaherty says he has instructed his staff to not agree to plea deals when prosecuting dealers. Meanwhile, users charged with nonviolent crimes committed to acquire drug money have an opportunity to undergo rehab and, if successful, have their charges reduced. On Tuesday, Erie County health officials reported there may have been nearly two dozen fatal opiate overdoses in a recent 10-day span. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.